from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, we got a little news from 49er camp right off the bat. This is from Matt Barrows of The Athletic, and I'll just read his tweet. Brandon Ayuk is not in uniform and is watching practice from the sideline. Also, Barrows says, I don't see Trent Williams out there. So Brandon Ayuk at practice, not in uniform. Why would you clap for that?
Because I want him to get his money. I want him to get his money.
And look, you guys looked at me like, I was saying do drugs or something. Get your money, son.
Well, I think him standing on the sidelines in civilian clothes means he's any closer to getting his money.
But he's exhausting all possibilities. And it might not work.
Or maybe it's a self-serving move because he just doesn't want to give up $40,000 a day, which
what it's about. Yeah, the fine money. You didn't say teams, Donnie. You tell me. But you said you understood him trying not to go out there and risk it.
What do you mean?
Getting hurt and messing up future money, Brandon. So you understood if he were to hold in now, that you understood that part.
Yeah, I understand it from all aspects. Okay.
But it sounded like you just called him selfish.
No, I said he did the smart thing by not getting fined $40,000 a practice, but... Yeah. All I'm saying is I don't view him being on the sidelines, not in uniform, meaning he's any closer to signing a contract extension. 888-957-9570 is the number. Goo, I want you to take a listen, and I want 49ers fans to take a listen to this next cut from Kyle Shanahan.
All right.
It was also from the TK podcast, and it's Shanahan talking about the quarterback market and what Purdy may be worth down the line. This is interesting. Take a listen.
I mean, I think because of where the market's gone with the quarterback position, it's just the dollars, I guess that's kind of crazy. Those numbers, it's kind of like when I look at the real estate out here and how much houses cost, I didn't believe it at first because it's just there's so much. And then when you get out here and you, as long as it's, you can resell it and stuff, it's all relative. So it's whatever, but the numbers overwhelm you. So I get all that, but me as a coaching standpoint, I think about obviously how you fit into a salary cap, where it is going, but I don't get caught up on how much money that is. I get caught up on, well, that's how much a starting quarterback costs within the realm of it. I mean, but this is the market on how much a starting quarterback costs. This is how much a starting receiver costs. This is how much a starting tackle costs. This is how much a starting defensive end costs. And you start to see all that, and how do you want to balance out your team? What are the choices you get? And that's what you got to figure out. But are you happy with someone as your starting quarterback? If you are you happy with him as a rookie? Are you happy on a rookie contract? Great. Are you happy with him when you got to pay him? Well, how do you compare him to everyone else? He's a starting quarterback in this league. Well, what does that cost? And then you look at it, and that's kind of where I keep it. I don't try to say that's so much more than it used to be. I try to look at it as that's just the market. Now you got to figure it from an organizational standpoint, the cash, all that stuff, which is a huge deal. And that's why I listen to those conversations. I get involved in those conversations. but I also know that is not my area of expertise.
So that was Kyle Shanahan to Tim Kawakami yesterday. And I mean, what I heard there was Kyle Shanahan saying, how do you judge a quarterback? They have Brock Purdy on a very team-friendly quarterback salary right now, so they love him. They absolutely love Brock Purdy at $1 million or whatever it is. The question that Shanahan, I think, throws out there is, do you love a quarterback for $30 million? Do you love a different kind of quarterback for $40 million? Is there a quarterback out there worth $50 million? And that's what you got to figure out. The thing that, to me, he kind of left out is, well, there's different levels of starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think this year's about figuring out where Purdy is as a starting quarterback in the NFL in terms of the ranking. Though I'll say right now, from what he's done, he's probably what? Top six, top eight, something like that. So, I'm hearing Kyle Shanahan say that that's what's on the table this year is, first and foremost, let's win and try to get a Super Bowl. And then second, let's evaluate Brock Purdy over the course of the season and try to determine how much we're going to pay him.
Yeah, I get that. I call it verbal poker because you don't want to pay him right then and there. But we also heard the owner, the guy that, you know, the checking account that it's coming out of, York, talk about they're geared and set for Brock Purdy to possibly reset the quarterback market. And right now, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence are tied for the highest AAV at $55 million, Donnie, and Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl, but guess who else has done that? Brock Purdy, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff haven't even got close. So Goff got close in the NFC Championship. Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray. I just believe Jordan Love is the guy, the highest paid quarterbacks, Donnie, if I'm Brock Purdy, I got to believe that's where I'm starting at. And if the Niners have the year that I believe they're going to have offensively, and Brock puts up the equal or more, you know, does a little bit more, I mean, it's just not if, it's about when he gets this big contract that could make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
888-957-9570 is the number. Do you hear Kyle Shanahan saying that Brock Purdy's the guy and we're going to pay him? Or do you hear Kyle Shanahan saying something different? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Rob. Rob's in San Bruno. What's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
What's going on? I'm chilling. What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Oh. All right, man. First, I'm going to say this first. This is the first time me hearing that. Usually I'm on it, but this is the first time me hearing that. And the fact that you were willing to give Jimmy Garoppolo $100 million for 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. That was his numbers his first year, 5 years. 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. You gave him $100 million, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't want to bring in Tom Brady for 2019 because you thought you could just do it with Jimmy Garoppolo. Tom Brady, the guy who just won a Super Bowl right after you. And then when Trey Lance here, you run Trey Lance up the gut like you're fullback, running fullback dives. I still ain't seen him running with Purdy yet. He ran him up the gut. You know, basically got him out of here, and then you say, oh, well, I told Purdy after 7 starts, you're gonna be starting. But you was telling the media, oh, it's gonna be an even training camp at the end of the day. Then you went and signed Darnold, and you say Darnold will be like Steve Young. I was like, then you go for Brady, which is cool with me, but it's like you was trying to do everything possible not to play Trey Lance. That's what the thing was. For you to say Darnold was better was disrespectful. And one more thing, you didn't even look at Mahomes. You didn't even look at Watson. My thing is, it's not even about losing a Super Bowl. It's about we losing to a Super Bowl to the same guy. We blatantly just disrespect, didn't even send a scout down there watching. But you go all over to Iowa and look at CJ Beathard. Like stop it, man.
Rob, here's my question though. What's your bottom line on all this with Shanahan? What are you trying to say overall?
My bottom line is I don't trust Kyle Shanahan's about Kyle Shanahan. He's not gonna bring in a guy that's gonna outplay his coaching. He don't want that. He want a guy he can control, tell him where to throw the ball to. And he can't really sign for no big money. I'm going to ask you a question. Debo, the three-game span when Debo was gone, Purdy went on interception spree, right? So if you take away Brandon Ayuk and Debo get hurt, don't let CMC get hurt. Is Purdy still that same guy? One more thing. If Purdy was on KC last year, do Purdy make the Super Bowl? if we just trade the quarterback. Because them weapons in KKKC ain't got no weapons. None of the weapons can play over here. It's probably except for Kelce. Even next, we got Kittle. So, Casey, you have no weapons.
You are on fire, man, but you can't live your life that way. And I'm learning, man. The bottom line is he's not on Kansas City. We'll never get that answer. It's how do you drive the car that you're in? And right now, everything you said, I agree with. But you can't. You can't hate on Purdy because of the position he's in. How we judge him is going to be him in the Niner offense. Him in other places, Steiny, we'll never get the answers to that. Like, that's unrealistic. It's unrealistic, and you kind of alluded to that earlier. What if he loses a weapon?
Well, he's going to. But, like, you have to plan for that. He's going to.
But he may get paid before we find out.
But you better know and be certain. You better be certain.
Nothing in life that you is believe. Certain.
You well, gotta, then, it's got to be your gut feeling.
Well, you better be pretty certain if you're going to pay a guy 50 or 60
million.
That I
did.
888-957-9570 is the number. Stein and Guru down at the Hilton Santa Clara outside Levi Stadium. Training camp is underway, and if you're just joining us, Brandon Ayuk is at practice, but he's not in uniform and he's not participating. And also, as of now, Trent Williams not out on the field, though we don't know why.
Could he hold now, Stoney? Remember, he wanted some more money.
I thought he's the highest paid lineman in football.
Yeah, but the guarantee is running out. We said if he pulled that card, they would have to, pay him in a second.
Now, I don't know.
Ricky Willer texted us. He said, no explanation that you just said it to.
Ricky Pearsall, the 49er rookie wide receiver, is going to miss the first 4 days of practice, according to Shanahan and Lynch. And hopefully he will return next Monday when block two starts of the training camp for the San Francisco 49ers. So we're talking about Kyle Shanahan. He had a lot to say yesterday about the quarterback position, and we're just talking about how secure youth. It's not how we feel about Brock Purdy. The question is, how do we think Kyle Shanahan feels about Brock Purdy? And that's the question that I'm asking 49er fans right now. Do you believe that right now, for the most part, that Kyle Shanahan is sold on Brock Purdy? 888-957-9570 is the number. How confident, Goo, do you think Shanahan is right this minute with Purdy?
I'm going to go a 9, and then I want to push that, if I can, you allow me, to a 9.5, because he's probably laughing at the world. The debacle that Trey Lance was is not greater than the heights he's gotten to with Mr. Irrelevant. So that covers, to me, inner ego. I'm better than you. I'm smarter than you. So I think that turns Kyle on. That's a football turn on, that I got this guy with the last pick, and look what heights we're at. And if that Super Bowl would have culminated in a victory and a trophy, good God. But to answer your question, Stanley, I'm going 9.5, partner.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't go that high.
What number? Yeah.
Because he doesn't, like, that's the thing that I feel about Kyle Shanahan is he doesn't have to be a 9 right now because he's not getting paid right now. And as of right now, whether you like it or not, Purdy's not the long-term quarterback of the team. That'll happen at the end of the year if and when he gets paid. But I think this is kind of interesting from Apollo Cruz on the YouTube chat. Kyle will dump Purdy if someone better comes along. How do you feel about that? Because that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Like that, and I think that's the way Kyle Shanahan kind of operates. For example, I don't think for 1 minute. Let me ask you this. Do you think this is absolutely, positively ludicrous?
All right.
49ers have an okay season. They go to the playoffs, but they don't win at all. And down in Atlanta, Penix takes over for Kirk Cousins. You really think that Kyle Shanahan's flirtation with Kirk Cousins is completely over? I think it depends on how good Purdy is this year.
But then you're saying you think Kyle, and I believe something's there. There's been some courtship, but then you're telling me you want to invest the resources it would take to bring Kirk Cousins here to the Bay, and you would feel comfortable about a guy that's never sniffed the Super Bowl as opposed to your youngster that you drafted and raised and groomed who got you to a Super Bowl minutes away. I just believe Kyle would look at, why would I do that, especially with the injury that, you know, it would be a year later that Kirk is coming off of. And we talked about Dak pre-show. If he doesn't get a deal, he would be available. I just think it's risky, Steiny, thinking or going somewhere, oh, we'll just find a quarterback, somebody will come available, and hey, something could pop off. But the risk, like, to me, that's too risky. That's the, like, Kyle and John are too smart to roll the dice that way. And
really?
If we look at the track record, they drafted Trey Lance thinking that they were smarter than everybody, but other than that, they said no to Tom Brady, and it might have cost them a Super Bowl, because Rob is right, 5 games of Jimmy G.
My point is this, you say it's risky. I bet you that there's a scenario in which Kyle Shanahan could look at Kirk Cousins, who's making what, 40? Cousins is making 40? Hey, you want to go get Kirk Cousins at 40, a guy that Kyle Shanahan's worked with before and believes in for whatever reason, or pay Brock Purdy, pay Brock Purdy 55. I mean, I'm not really here to bring up Kirk Cousins and say the 49ers are going to go after him.
But just another option is what you're saying.
Yes, and what we found out with Kyle Shanahan, to me, he's always looking at another option. He just is. And to me, it makes perfect sense to leave the door as open as possible right now, because they haven't made a commitment to any quarterback as of right now. I'm not talking about in the past. Yeah. I'm saying they haven't made a commitment to Brock Purdy yet.
But what's the goal in life and sports, Donnie? Continuity, security.
But we never had that with Kyle.
Yeah, and that's why I think, and we never talked about the mental collateral damage that went into, you know, everybody saying, what the hell happened with Trey Lance? Don't you think there was something that shook him to where, you know what? If I got a guy, he's established, and all I have to do is pay him, if I believe he can get us to heights, which he's done, the 2 NFC championships and the Super Bowl, I feel like that security is something I would want, and I would have no problem giving you the money if you've taken the team to those heights. Like, he didn't cost him the Super Bowl. He damn sure didn't cost him the loss and against the Eagles. Obviously, he got hurt, but you know what I'm saying, Steiny?
But he didn't win him the games either,
yeah.
If you want to put it that way. 888-957-9570 is the number. Spadone, I want to play some more Kyle Shanahan, and I want to go to number 95, and this is Shanahan talking about knowing that Brock Purdy was going to be his number one quarterback heading into this season. All right, we can wait a second on that. It's a DU95 when you get it. But we can keep talking in the meantime.
Yeah.
Somebody saying, Beard, on the YouTube chat, quarterback's too important to mess around.
And he's messed around. He's come up empty a few.
Like, my thing would be, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. We've seen him,
and Purdy,
we've seen him flirt with six quarterbacks.
I got you.
Over the course of his tenure. Yeah, go ahead, Joe, take a listen.
It was different. It was so much more relaxing when the position is established. You know exactly where you're going at the position. That guy's healthy. You're just working to constantly get better each day, and that's the fun part about coaching. Now, I wish I could say it makes it a lot more relaxing and everything is chill after that, but no, it just allows you to focus on all the other stuff. And there's always a ton of stuff that happens in the offseason, but to have the quarterback position established and to have a year where he is healthy and going into this, it's been very nice, and it was needed.
All right, Kyle said it was needed. That means that Purdy's been healthy, he's worked all summer, and he's ready to go. I mean, the only thing we're disagreeing on is, no, I don't think it's been decided yet whether the 49ers are going to pay Brock Purdy the astronomical amount of money that he'll probably be asking for. I think it depends on one thing and one thing only, and that's how Kyle truly feels about him. And I think he likes him, but I mean, I thought he liked Garoppolo after Garoppolo got him to the Super Bowl.
And I thought he liked
Trey Lance because he went out and got Trey Lance. And he gave up two picks for him. And Lance barely played. So, I mean, will you at least give me that he's pretty fickle when it comes to his quarterback and his mind can change pretty quickly?
No doubt. And that's why I think Brock Purdy is the beneficiary of that. Stoney, I believe if you got something good, why change it? Especially after what he did with Trey Lance. That's why I think he doesn't want to mess around anymore.
Well, if you got something good, I get, you know, but I think that's the nature of Kyle Shanahan. He has something good. But he's always going to look for something better. Yeah.
And we both agree on, because the one component of this, which is everything, is these next 17 games in this season. That's everything.
It's going to determine how much he gets paid, I think. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan, day one of practice today at Levi Stadium. Brandon Ayuk is in the building, but he's not in pads. Let's go to Alden. Alden is in Santa Clara. What's going on, Alden? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Appreciate the show.
Sure.
You guys are out here in my city, and I love it.
Nice.
I'm actually at work right now, so I couldn't be down there. But I just wanted to answer your question, Steiny. You said you don't think that the QB situation is tied up for the long future, basically. And this is the first offseason we don't really have a QB controversy, I feel like. And not to mention, it's Purdy's first full offseason as a starter.
True.
And I think just by Shanahan's play calling last year down the stretch, I mean, even in the Super Bowl, he had that trick play he threw in. He's just in his bag when he has Purdy in there. And I feel like he has all the confidence in the world because none of the QBs in the past that he's had, he's opened up the playbook with. And, I just feel like, you know, Donnie's stirring up the pot. But I love the show, guys.
Let me ask you this. If the 49ers had two options, and they don't, but if they had two options, they could pay Brock right now, or they could let him play the year and pay him at the end of the year. I actually think they would just pay him next year. Why not? Why not get an extra year, another year of taking a look at him?
Yeah, I don't disagree.
So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying Purdy won't be the franchise quarterback. I'm saying I don't think he is at this moment. I just don't. Not looking at Kyle Shanahan's track record at the quarterback position. He's been fickle, and maybe he will settle on Brock Purdy. But I think Brock Purdy's got some work to do before he ends up settling on him and giving him the kind of money that is becoming the going rate for starting quarterbacks.
I do like that conversation he had with Brock, though, Stoney. You could say, oh, good, come on, that's just regular communication. But I do respect Kyle for telling him, hey, look, we're going to go after this guy. We may not get him, but that is truth at its finest, man. Like, I appreciate that, and I'm sure Brock has to. Like, no matter what happens moving forward, I got to believe Steiny's going to always keep it real with me.
Well, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I feel like, okay, so he told Brock Purdy about Brady, but he didn't tell Jimmy Garoppolo about Brady, even though he flirted with both during both quarterbacks' tenure. So the way I look at it is, why didn't he tell Garoppolo? Well, he didn't tell Garoppolo because Garoppolo was 25 years old. He played behind Brady. It would have been the second time he would have had to come in and be Brady's backup. He was also worried about Jimmy's psyche. That's why he didn't tell him about Brady. The reason he told Purdy about Brady, in my mind, is because Purdy's got no leverage. I mean, Purdy's the last pick in the draft. He found himself as a starting quarterback in the Niners. He's doing well. He's a humble kid. He's going to take it the way Kyle wants him to take it, which is probably his motivation. I don't think Jimmy would have taken it as motivation. So there may have been some self-serving there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.